Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Both Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Edmundo Gonzalez claimed victory after the Election Commission announced the incumbent had won a third time, but the challenger claimed the results were tainted. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The country's Electoral Authority, or CNE, said Maduro had won a third six-year term with 51% of the vote. The Election Authority said Gonzalez won 44%. But opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said Gonzalez had secured 70% of the vote and that multiple independent exit polls and quick counts decisively showed his victory. Edison Research, known for its polling of U.S. elections, had predicted an exit poll that Gonzalez would win 65% of the vote, while Maduro would win 31%. Local firm MegaAnalysis predicted a 65% vote for Gonzalez and just under 14% for Maduro.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday vowed a severe response to a deadly strike that killed youths in the annexed Golan Heights as diplomats raced to contain escalation between Israel and Hezbollah. On a visit to the site of the rocket strike, which killed 12 children, Netanyahu said, quote, "The state of Israel will not and cannot let this pass. Our response will come and it will be severe." British police said on Monday two children were stabbed to death at a Taylor Swift-themed event in northwest England, and a 17-year-old male suspect was arrested. He was held on suspicion of murder and attempted murder. Nine other children were wounded, six of them critically, and two adults were in critical condition, according to Merseyside Police Chief Serena Kennedy.
"We believe that the adults who were injured were bravely trying to protect the children